Why the gifts of the poor are valuable. Even the very poor should bring their offerings to God. They are to be sharers of the grace of Christ by helping those whose need is more pressing than their own. The poor man's gift, the fruit of self-denial, comes up before God as fragrant incense. And every act of self-sacrifice allies him more closely to the one who was rich, yet for our sakes became poor. Christ called the attention of the disciples to the widow who cast two mites, all her living, into the treasury. He esteemed her gift of more value than the large offerings of those whose alms did not call for self-denial. The widow had deprived herself of even the necessities of life, trusting God to supply her needs. This poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. Verse 43. The value of the gift is estimated not by the amount, but by the proportion that is given, and the motive that actuates the giver. The Apostle Paul said, "Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Nearly all the Macedonian believers were poor in this world's goods, but they gladly gave for the support of the gospel. The liberality of the converts in Macedonia was held up as an example to other churches. In a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of liberality on their part. RSV. Moved by the Spirit of God, they first gave their own selves to the Lord. Then they were willing to give freely of their means for the support of the gospel. It was not necessary to urge them, rather, they rejoiced in the privilege of denying themselves even necessary things in order to supply the needs of others. When Paul sent Titus to Corinth to strengthen the believers there, in a personal letter he added his own appeal, "Now as you excel in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you excel in this gracious work also. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. You will be enriched in every way for great generosity, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God." RSV. Unselfish liberality threw the early church into a transport of joy. The believers knew that their efforts were helping to send the gospel to those in darkness. Their benevolence testified that they had not received the grace of God in vain. In the eyes of believers and unbelievers, such liberality was a miracle of grace. Spiritual prosperity is closely bound up with Christian liberality. As the followers of Christ give to the Lord, they have the assurance that their treasure is going before them to the heavenly courts. Would you make your property secure? Place it in the hands that bear the marks of the crucifixion. Would you enjoy your substance? Use it to bless the needy. Would you increase your possessions? Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Seek to retain possessions for selfish purposes, and it will be to eternal loss. But treasure given to God bears his inscription. One man gives freely, yet grows all the richer, another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. RSV. The sower multiplies his seed by casting it away. So those who are faithful in imparting God's gifts increase their blessings. See.